my name's on roll. Jesus said, rejoice that your name is written in what? The Lamb's Book of Life. Are you saved? And do you know you're saved? Are you free and separated from sin? That was the Old Testament. I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and a mighty burning fire. Hallelujah. Friends, we have Donnie McClurkin here tonight, one of our favorites. There's an old church medley that we like to hear him sing as we're trying to go back and bridge the past with the present to project us into the future. The old holiness movement of God, the Pentecostal expression on the classical Pentecostalism in America. Over 400 million classical Pentecostals on the planet today. Started in a little sort of converted livery stable. It used to be an AME church, African Methodist Episcopal. It was dormant, and the building was just laying there, and they went down there, and Brother Seymour found it, and they started praying and seeking God. There was a good old-fashioned move of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know we need a good old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost? I've often said every time God gets ready to bring revival to the quote-unquote black church, somehow we miscarry to a civil rights movement. How many of you know we don't need another civil rights movement? We need a good old-fashioned outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That's what'll change lives. So I want you to clutch with all of your faith the good old-fashioned feeling you used to have. I still have it today, don't you? But I want you to think back to some of those precious times. And come on, Brother Donnie McClurkin, and just lead us in this if that's what's on your heart or whatever the Lord gives you. Take us back a little bit, because whenever Donnie sings, he always takes us back, you know. We're going to all help you in any way we want. Give Donnie McClurkin a great big God bless you as he ministers. Come on, Donnie.
Oh, my. There are songs. This is the wrong thing to give me. Yes, this is the wrong thing to give me. Because when you're talking about old songs, my mind just runs back. Way further past where I was born, you know. Because those are the songs that nursed me. Those are the songs that weaned me. Those are the songs that gave me strength. Those are the songs that encouraged my faith. And we talk a lot about gospel music, but I come to find out the things that we're singing really nowadays aren't really gospel. They're inspirational, but they're not really gospel music. Because the gospel is the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, back in the day, they used to sing the gospel. They sung songs that said,